It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
2025 had lots of people talking about sixes and sevens, but not in the loose ends kind of way.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca. Are you ready to talk about 6-7?
I suppose, although this still mystifies me as a non-youth type person.
I love that, a non-youth type person. 6-7 was named the 2025 Word of the Year by Dictionary.com, and at the American Dialect Society meeting, we voted it the informal Word of the Year. Rebecca, you're not alone in having a little trouble nailing down the meaning of this. As other linguists have pointed out, 6-7, really what it does is carry social meaning. It establishes insiders from outsiders. It's funny. It definitely does the slangy work of being irreverent. But Rebecca, I thought we would talk about instead the expression at sixes and sevens, because several listeners in the face of 6-7 have written to us about the expression at sixes and sevens. Can you use that expression?
I can. Actually, it reminds me of the show Evita, when she sings Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, and says that she's at sixes and sevens with you, you being the people of Argentina. She is in a state of disagreement or disarray with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it means now. And originally, this expression was to set on six and seven, and it comes from a dice game called Hazard, which is actually also where the word hazard comes from. But it meant then to risk one's money on the two highest numbers. Now, Rebecca, in dice, what are the two highest numbers?
Okay, as in one die, 5 and 6.
Exactly. It seems to go back to the French to set on cinq and six, 5 and 6. So either it was a misunderstanding or it was a joke because you can't roll a 7. But we have evidence for this as early as Chaucer about 1375 to set the world on 6 and 7. Then it would have been sort of carelessness about the consequences of one's actions. Shakespeare uses it in Richard II. All is uneven and everything is left at 6 and 7. And by the 1600s, we have also the plural at sixes and sevens. So that's where that comes from. And many of us now can use it to mean in a state of confusion or at loose ends. Now, Rebecca, can at loose ends mean in a state of confusion for you?
Kind of. It's more like, yeah, I'm in a state of confusion and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think for me, it's much more the I don't know what to do or I don't have anything to do and I'm at loose ends. This one in British English, it's more often at a loose end. And in American English, we have the plural at loose ends. Comes from that bit of string that's left hanging loose and then can be used figuratively for something that's left undecided or disconnected. That goes back to the 1500s. And by the 1800s, we have at a loose end, on a loose end to mean unoccupied, having no settled employment. One is at a loose end or on a loose end. Rebecca, before we finish, I think we should talk about the expression same old 6 and 7. How about that one? Can you use that?
No, I have no idea what that means.
I can't use it either, but I think that both of us should start using it. This expression is in the Dictionary of American Regional English. The older version is the same old 7 and 6, and it may well have been influenced by the expression at sixes and sevens. And it means the equivalent of like same old, same as always. And the Dictionary of American Regional English has a Civil War diary entry that goes, the same old 7 and 6, I am on camp guard duty today. And I just love if someone asks you how you're doing, you can say, same old 6 and 7.
So basically, same bleep, different day is how I think of it. All right, Ann, well, thanks so much for tying up all those loose ends for us. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.